Chof Hay, Ear, Thursday, 17th of May, Rabbi Yeshua Posen, Life's Challenges.
Good morning. So just apologize first, I've lost my voice. This week we have two parshas for Aharon, but the Kosai. The Kosai begins in the Kosai Telechu, which is the Kosai Teshvoi, Vasis and Oiso. There's a famous Rashi comes down the Medrash. It says, Rashi, when you see him, the Kosai Telechu, Yochel Zekima Mitzvus, you might think this is referring to keeping the Mitzvus. Keshu'oi Meves Mitzvoi, Sai Teshvoi, when the apostle continues and adds that you have to guard my Mitzvus, Harikim HaMitzvus Omer. Amani Mekayimas B'chukosai Tzeleichu. So what's it talking about when it says B'chukosai Tzeleichu Shetziru Amelim B'Tzeru? That you should be Amel B'Tzeru. It's your draw out the story of Rabbi Akiva when he was still called Akiva. He was walking along one day and he saw, he was 40 years old, and he saw there was a stone and it was underneath a stream and the water was coming down and it made a hole in the stone. And Rabbi Akiva says, how can it be that water can make a hole in the stone? And someone said to him, yeah, because the constant pounding of the water can make a hole. And the kasha is that what didn't Rabbi Akiva know before the kasha that he was then answered in the kasha? He didn't know the laws of physics, and then this person opened his eyes that, yes, sure enough, if you have enough water, it can taka make a hole. So Shaul Shadron explains that Rabbi Akiva's ha'ara was azoi. Rukiva said, when you look at the stone, when the first drop lands on the stone, Pashtus, it doesn't make any nafkimina whatsoever. Mamish, nothing. If that's the case, then the second drop is no different. So if each drop doesn't make a nafkimina, how does that ever get to be a hole? How does it get to be a hole? So the Teretz was, no, Taka, every single drop makes a nafkimina. The nafkimina might be too small to see. Nafkimina might be minuscule, and if you look at it and try and see the nafkimina, you won't actually be able to necessarily measure it. But it must be that every single drop makes enough nafkimina. And therefore, after you've had a million drops, or a billion drops, or however much it is, all those nafkiminas add up until, sure enough, you have a hole in the stone. Here, speaking again in the Torah way, I'm not saying that one might think that any one shir doesn't make enough nafkimina, but I'm sure you have a wide variety of shirim. Some of them, possibly, you might leave the room and you're not sure what you gained, other than, you know, obviously, Torah Barabim. But I'm sure that the every shir A makes enough nafkimina, the combined effect of the shiurim must make a tremendous nafkimina. I was asked to speak on something practical. Normally, Bahav Bachokesai, so I'll probably get up and speak on rivers. I've given many shiurim here already on rivers. So I thought something practical, something we can learn from. There's a pasuk in this parsha, in Bahav, which tells us the mitzvah which none of us have ever kept. The pasuk says in Bahav, Perichofei pasuk, test. Discussing the halachas of Shmita and Yovel. And the pasuk tells us, Vavarta Shefa Tzura B'Chedesh HaShvi V'Esa V'Chedesh B'Yom HaKippurim, that you're meant to blow the Shefa in the seventh in the seventh month on the temple of the month which is in Kippur. So if you're a Shefa B'Chol Arasikim, you should blow the Shefa in all of your land. So in the year of Yovel, the beginning of the year of Yovel, there's a mitzvah, Saseh, to blow shofar all over Eretz Yisrael. So here's a mitzvah which I'm sure you know, it's all be something practical we can all take something from. Why? Because the Chinuch tells us a very important yisoid in this mitzvah of Tzkiyah Shofar. The Chinuch tells us in mitzvah Shimla Matalak, the Tzkiyah Shofar Basi B'Tishri Shuyayim Ekipurim, and he quotes the Pasuk. And then he says, "Yodzu Hashem mitzvahs atzkiya b'yom zeh lefaris mcherus kol eved ivri." The halacha in Yovel is one of the halachas of Yovel is that the eved ivri goes free. An eved ivri, even an eved ivri who after shmita didn't want to go free and you took him to the doorpost and you pierced his ear, even he goes free when it comes to the 50th year. And it doesn't mean necessarily, obviously, that a person has to have been an Eved for 50 years. He could have become an Eved 6 months before Yovel. When it comes to Yovel, he rightly goes free. So the shofar is the clarion which declares that all our avodim are meant to go free. Shiyotzu ben chayin b'lid zomim. He doesn't have to pay, he goes out. And then the chinuch goes on to explain that you shouldn't get confused between this mitzvah of shofar and the regular mitzvah of shofar which we blow on Rosh Hashanah, because the regular mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to be mo'ayah, asked to do tshuva, but this mitzvah is something else. And listen to what he says. Mishor sheha mitzvah. As you know, the chinuch always gives us an insight into the makar of the mitzvah. Lefi shiyotzua ki kerel hashofar tzoyer leib ne'ozom im l'sholem im l'melchom. So second up, we know that the shofar has a power to be ma'ayir people. Whichever way it needs to be ma'ayir, it has a power to be ma'ayir people. The inyan shloach ha'efet she'avad es adzoynov zman rav who koshim ma'ayid be'eni adzoynov. I imagine you have an eved. Nowadays we don't have a avodim. Imagine you have an eved who you trained in, and they've been your trusted slave that have been in your family with you for 40 years, right? The mom is, she can't do anything without them. They run the household, they run everything. And now all of a sudden it comes to Yovel, and you have to let them go. There's no option, there's no alternative, you have to let them go. So the chinuch, that could be very difficult for the master. Al-Kain, le'oyre leif ha-briyas, al-inyum, le'chazik nafshom, le'azhiram al-amitzah, b'shoymam es kol ha-shofar. So in order to make people are aware of this fact that now Chayrus is happening and you have to let everyone go, and it's taka difficult for many people. So there's a chinuch, when you have to blow, the Pasuk says, b'chol mitzvah yisichem, you have to blow the shofar all over Eretz Yisrael. So this master, who's mamish bagas nefesh, that now he has to give up this shena eved of his, he realizes that, wait a minute, it's not just that I received a personal letter in the mail saying, you, Uncle Cohen, have to free your eved. They're blowing the shofar all over Eretz Yisrael. Vice says all of Klal Yisrael have the same problem as Eretz. Vice says all of Klal Yisrael are now going to have to free the avodim. There's nothing that's mechazik people, that makes, that comforts people like Maisei HaRabim. What do you mean Maisei HaRabim? Rukamama Achochom, Tzar Rabim Nechoma. Tzar Rabim Nechoma means when a person is experiencing a tsar, when a person is going through yisurin, whatever type of yisurin or tsar that might be, there's nothing that quite comforts it as knowing you're not alone in this experience. There are other people who unfortunately are going through the same experience as you. That's not because you feel better that someone else is with tsar, but that's you feel better that you're not alone. The other people, you know, there are other people out there, they might keep quiet about it, you might not know about it, like people don't know what you're going through, but you're not alone. And that feeling of not being alone, that feeling of knowing that there are other people who have been shtatah, so to speak, in the same difficult time that you're going through, is a tremendous nechama. And the chinuch is basically teaching up, that is the reason for this mitzvah saseh. The reason why there's a mitzvah saseh, to blow the shofar all over Yisrael, on Yom Kippur. Right? I'm talking about on Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur is in order to be menachem, so to speak, Klal Yisrael, to help them get through this difficult time that they have to free their body. And he actually finishes off. And similarly to the Eved himself, he might have a cushy number, he might be very happy with this place, he's been in this family for years and years, now he's enough to start from fresh, he's enough to find a new home to go to, so to speak, or whatever it might be. It's difficult for him as well. After 30, 40, 50 years, he's been turfed out. So for him as well, the Shomer Kol HaShofar...
Can you stay?
Sorry? Can you stay? No, you're not allowed to sit.
Exactly. Not allowed to sit. Asking, isn't the Shofar on Yom Kippur a mitzvah?
No. No. This is a mitzvah, I say, to blow the Shofar on Yom Kippur. We don't blow on Rosh Hashanah, which falls on the Shabbos, not because of mitzvah. We don't blow because there's a gezeri, you might carry abamos. Here's a special mitzvah written with Haket Luri, Ramban and Abba Shem explain. The reason I have to say Yom HaKippurim after it said Es L'Chodesh is to know, don't make any exceptions, even if it falls on Shabbos, you blow this shofar. This shofar, the Torah says, don't give me any gezer, it's nothing. You blow this shofar.
Nothing to do with the shofar.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the shofar. And we say, Kach, HaMitzim is Kayem Es L'Shuva Kol B'Rishus Odom HaKol.
Is it allowed to remain as a guest?
As a guest, how about it? Nothing wrong being a guest. But as a guest, you might have to pay for his... But again, the move got the whole concept of avdus today.
He's been
anywhere to live with to go. Well, you'll have to find someone else to go and work. He'll get a good resume. Akaponim, from the chinuch we see a very important insight. From the chinuch we see a very important insight. Especially in today's climate, there are many, many people in Klal Yisrael who are going through very difficult times. There are people who are going through difficult times that you might be able to see, and there are people who are going through difficult times that you might know nothing about. Anyone who knows someone else going through a difficult time that they themselves have gone through or are going through, and you're mishtatzef with that other person, and you talk to them and you can share, so to speak, your stories and your experiences. So Zechinuch, that is such a tremendous nechama that the Torah found it necessary to make a special mitzvah for this concept, for this idea of being mishtatzef with other people and helping share in their pain. We're holding now a week before Shavuos. It's a bit more than a week before Shavuos. On Shavuos, we all know David HaMelech was born and David HaMelech was niftar. David HaMelech called in Shlomo HaMelech and gave him a tzavah. He gave him his instructions, his legacy, so to speak, what David HaMelech wanted to tell to Shlomo. You're talking about David HaMelech, the king of Klal Yisrael, Malchus Beis David. You're talking about Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest man ever lived. So what is the tzavah that's given from David to Shlomo? You know, what's it going to be? You imagine something that we can't understand. What exactly is linked in it? The Apostle says in Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis, the Apostle Aleph, Yud, Vayikuvu Yimei David Lomus, My time has come. You have to be a man. You should be strong. Etc. etc. He gives him a chizuk, how you have to behave, what you have to do. And then he gives him three instructions. Only three instructions. Okay. You know what Yoyah ben Suriya did to me. Asher also the Shnei Sori Tzroyis Yisroel, what he did to those two generals in Klal Yisroel, La'avne Benneh, V'la'mosa Ben Yeseh, V'horgum, what he did to them, how he killed them, V'yosum Tzmei Melchoma B'Sholem, he spilled blood of war apiece, because it was done under the guise of Sholem at the time, V'yitin Tzmei Melchoma B'Sholem, Asher B'Maslo B'Manol Asher Raglo, says Dov Damelech, you know what Yoav Ben Suriya did, you know what he did to me, you know how he killed these people. You should use your wisdom to exact vengeance. And you shouldn't allow his white hair to grow in peace. Meaning, you shouldn't let him live to old age. That's the first instruction. The second instruction. The children of Barzilai, from Gilad, you should do chesed with them. What's the chesed? You should let them eat at your table. Because they drew near to me when I ran away from Avshalom, your brother. And the third instruction, when I ran away, he came after me and he cursed me. And I swore to him that I wouldn't kill him with the sword. So again, don't leave it, don't let it lie. And then these are the final instructions of David HaMelech. Again, three instructions. Number one, Yoav ben Suriya, make sure you exact vengeance. Number two, Barzilai Gilati's children to Chesed. And number three, Shimi ben Gera, exact vengeance. To put things in perspective here, who we're talking about, imagine David HaMelech calls him Shlomo. He says, Shlomo, you've got to be a man. You know, Yoav ben Suriya, Yoav ben Suriya was the commander-in-chief of the army at the time. Yeah, you have to kill him. Kill him? Yeah, you've got to kill him because of what he did. You have to use your chokhmah, you have to do it in a clever way, but you have to kill him. Okay. Next instruction, so the third instruction is Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera was the head of the Sanhedrin. He was the head of the Sanhedrin at the time. He was the God of Hazor. David HaMelech instructed Shlomo HaMelech, Shimi ben Gera, chayav misa. You have to do it in a way. As I promised, I wouldn't kill him with a sword. You've got to find a clever way how you can entrap him and make sure that he gets what's due to him. That's what you've got to do. Amazing, these two instructions to Shlomo HaMelech. And then he turns around, and there's one instruction of chesed. There's one person I want to do chesed with. So you think, David HaMelech, how many people he knows, who's going to be the lucky one, who's going to get, you know, these two gedolim, so to speak, the two probably most powerful people in the country, they're going to be killed. So who's going to get Zaka's scar? You know, who Barzilai Agilati, Maz Agilati, nobody particularly cautious, nobody particularly well known, no one high up in the echelons of society. Him, I want you to bring his children, and again, we don't understand what Malchus means, but you bring them into the palace, and you let them sit at the table of the king, and you let them eat with you. Why? Because they helped me on my way. Okay, so give them a nice amount of silver and be done with it. What's the big doggish that David HaMelech is making? So Chofetz Chaim explains as a. Chofetz Chaim explains When David HaMelech is king, when David HaMelech is king and people are mechabat him, or shower him with presents, or shower him with their friendship, it means nothing. It means nothing, because who isn't going to be friendly with a king? Who isn't going to be friendly with someone in a position of power, someone in a position of wealth, someone who everyone wants to be associated with and seen with? That's not a kunz. So David HaMelech, but when I was down and out, and I was running away from everybody, and no one wanted to know me, no one wanted to open the door because they're worried about the ramifications, and Baruch Nagelati, he brought me in and he gave me food and he gave me drink, lishma, with no havam and benefit from it whatsoever, that is a true friend. That is someone who sticks by me in my difficult times when he doesn't think there's any purpose whatsoever. That is someone who, in my dying breath, I'm instructing you, give him the highest kavod. Bring him into the palace, sit him down with you, be mechabot him, because magialoi, because somebody who knows to stick to someone else, to help someone else, not for any altruistic motive, not because it's fashionable, not because there's any kavod attached or any hano whatsoever, purely because you want to help another yid, that is something harizim shuvah. The Chofetz Chaim brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a pasuk we all know, we say every week. It says Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Amud Aleph. The Gemara has got three versions on how to interpret the pasuk Sheke Achenu Hevel Ayofi Yishri Ras Hashem Hitesala. Unfortunately, it seems that Amoraim weren't happy learning the pasuk at Poshet Pshat, that Shlomo HaMelech was just singing the virtues of some of the woman. So therefore they wanted to interpret what exactly, is there a deeper understanding, a deeper meaning in what he means. So the first pshat is, says the Gemara, Sheke Achein Zeh Yosef, Vehevel HaYofi Zeh Boyaz, Yiras Hashem Yitzalo Zeh Palti Ben Loish. So Mefarshim explained that Yosef had a Nisayon with Eishes Potiphar. He had to stand up against the Chein. Mefarshim say that Eishes Potiphar wasn't particularly attractive, but she had Chein and Yosef had to be Kovish as Yitzel. Hevel HaYofi, Boyaz had to be Kovish himself. When Rus came to him at night, he has control himself, and Rus had Yofi, and that was, he realized that Hevel HaYofi. But Isha Yas Hashem Yitzalo, that's Palti Ben Loish, who we know, Palti Ben Loish, who we know was really married, Ba'etzim Abyaloko, would have been nothing wrong, Shaul had given his daughter to Palti Ben Loish, she was already pledged, she was already married to David, and therefore, he stuck a sword between the bed and he said, nothing's going to happen here. But Be'etzem al-pi halacha, so to speak, the king himself had sanctioned the marriage. So to be omed on a nisayon in such a madriga, that's the highest level. That's the first chunk of Gemara. So there's the next chunk of Gemara. Dova ache, sheke achein zedzer shal Moshe, hevel ha-yofi zedzer shal Yishua, yiris Hashem itizalo zedzer shal Chizkiya. And the Mephoshim explained, the Chizkiya, it's a Gemara, it's almost in a minute, and Chizkiya, in his time, when he had problems with Sancheirev, and Sancheirev were trying to conquer Klaus Eretz Yisrael, so Chizkiya managed to produce a Zakirev movement where Torah was spread throughout the whole of Klaus Yisrael. We'll see in a minute what the Gemara says about it. So therefore, that's the Shpitz. But then, the third Pshat is Azay. Dov Acher, Sheke Achein Zedere Shal Moshe V'Yeshua. Sheke Achein is referring to the generation of Moshe and Yeshua. Hevel HaYofi, Zeh Zeyosh El Chizkiya. Yiras Hashem Hitzis Halo, Zeh Zeyosh El Yehudah Rabbi Eloi. Why? Because Om Olav El Yehudah Rabbi Eloi, Shal Yishisho Talmidim, Mischasim B'Talas Achas, V'Oistim B'Tayim.
Because in the generation of Yehudah Rabbi Eloi, this is actually with such Anios, the six people had to come and share one talus, that they, one faith that they would go under and learn Tayim. What's Shal Nidmar? What's the Sheke Achein, Moshe and Yeshua, Chizkiya? So Chofetz Chaim explains as to learn Torah and to be a Yid in the generation of Moshe and Yeshua was no kunz at all. There's no kunz. Think what they'd seen in their Torah. They'd seen Nisim Guluim, they'd heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei ba'atzmi, give them the Torah in Har Sinai. Right? So in that Torah, if you wouldn't keep the Torah, it'd be a Pelah Atzim. So that's Sheke Achim. Hevel HaYofi, in the generation of Chizkiya, the Gemara says that Chizkiya, Sancheirev surrounded Eretz Yisrael, and Chizkiya realized, as the Gemara, the Psalmitalad on the base, says the Gemara,
He brought a sword and put it by the entrance to Bessa Medrash. Kol mi she'ein o'isik v'atzer yidoka v'cher zu. Whoever doesn't answer will be killed by this sword. He realized that Klal Yisrael is a risk. Klal Yisrael, if you don't have a massive chizuk in Torah, then Klal Yisrael mamish is sakana. So he put a sword, he says, whoever doesn't learn will be killed by the sword. Says the Gemara, Bodzku midzon v'atbesheva v'remotzu am ha'oretz. There was no am ha'oretz found in all of Eretz Yisrael. In that generation, Torah was so, there was such a kibur movement, there was no maratzim around. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's true. The Torah was unbelievable. But why was the Torah so strong? The Torah is so strong because there was a sakana. As they say, there's no such thing as an atheist in a pothole. When Klal Yisrael and Mamash and Ramatz were sakana, then yeah, Klal Yisrael and Machazik themselves in a chanami. That's true. But in the Zohar of where's it gone? But in the Zohar of Yudabai Rilai Shkirk, in the Zohar of Yudabai Eloi, there was no Mechoma. There was no sakana, and there was no kunz, there was no fanfare. All there was anius. There was anius. It was takas shver to be yid. It was difficult. And Alphab became the Ramesid Nefesh. Six people together came together under one talis in order to learn together. That Hanhoga, when Klal Yisrael have it difficult to be able to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether in Torah, whether in mitzvahs, whatever it might be, and Alphab became their mechazik themselves, and they draw on their inner strength in order to be able to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the best of their capability, that is Isha Yiras Hashem Hitzasala. So as it says the Chofetz Chaim, if you want to know who are the Yedidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider close to them, who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about particularly, it's not that for the people who are Yidden because it's you know, popular to be Yidden, or it's attractive, or one sees the purse, or for social reasons, or whatever else it might be. It's people who are Shema Tzeri Mitzvahs, not for the covered, but purely because they want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though it's difficult, and it's tacha difficult, and each person gets their own Nisayon, and each person, you know, looks at other people and thinks, you know, they've got an easy life, and my Nisayonis that I've got, tacha, so difficult. And it's true, each person gets Nisayonis, which for them are Nisayonis, but if a person can withstand their Nisayonis, and be mechaz themselves, and clean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then tacha, that is what's called Yedid. Just move on to something else in the parasha. The parasha tells us the Issa of Reino. The parasha tells us the Issa of Reino. And Reino has two halachas to it. In Reino, there's the halacha of Reino's moment, which is overcharging, which we're not going to talk about now. And there's the halacha of Reino's devorim. Reino's devorim literally means speaking in a way which causes pain to other people. Sharp tongues. Speaking in a way that you mitzdaya other people. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara lists two different ways how that can be. Either that you say something to someone where you have no intention, you're pulling them along, or you say mamash a sharp comment which causes pain. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a sif from Shulchan Aruch which says that a person, a husband, should be particularly careful when it comes to his wife, because women are more emotional, they're easier to cry. And Chas V'Shalom, if a person brings their wife to cry out of tzar of what he said, even though he never intended necessarily to be Messiah, or maybe sometimes unfortunately he might have even intended to be Messiah in the heat of the moment, but the Messias is that those tears are dangerous. Those tears can do damage to the husband, even though Chas V'Shalom, that was never what the wife wanted. But the Messias is, if you cause a person to be in a matzah of tzar, particularly through dibur, then that is the sakona. Sometimes we can get mixed up between the toffel and the ikka. We can forget, you know, what the ikka anhoggers are, and we get caught up in the peripheral anhoggers. There's a story of, collecting together with Shon Shablon. It was definitely with Shon. And they went to stay in the house, you know, coming home after the meal, and the husband brings them into the room, you know, all proud to bring them into the room with a nice Shabbos table and everything where it should be. And he sees that the challah cover is mamish all creased, and you know, it looks like it's been rolled up in a ball. And he turns to his wife and says, "I'm embarrassed. He couldn't get a normal challah cover. We've got the Chosh Rosh Shiva, so he did such a challah cover." So, a few minutes later, when the wife wasn't in the room,
I don't know if I think it was Rabbi Levi, we have a not Shom Aha, but another one, pulled over the husband to the sides and he said, why do we have a Chalakava? What's that? Inin of a Chalakava. He said, the Inin of a Chalakava is in order not to be a Vaish a Lechem. Why? Because really, Lechem, when you have in front of us Yayin and Lechem, you're meant to eat Lechem first. But on Shabbos, you have Inin of Kiddush, we're meant to start up in Kaddish on Shabbos. So we first have the wine and then we have the Lechem. But the whole reason why we cover the Chalas in the first place is in order not to be mevayish the chalas. You got, you said to me, you said, you go in front of you, the Ner Shabbos. Right? The Ner Shabbos, the Tzachis of the Ner Shabbos is the Shalom Bayis. We'll see that maybe in a second. Why Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis? The Tzachis of the Ner Shabbos is the Shalom Bayis. So you've got the Neris for Shalom Bayis. You've got the Chalak cover, not to be mevayish the Chalak. Right? And you're making a fast and embarrassing your wife in front of us, because of a chalakava, you know what? Lots up with the chalakava. Better not to have a chalakava and not to be mevayish your wife. Sometimes we lose track of the ikka and the tofel. Why taki is Ner Shabbos? Why is Ner Shabbos something which Gemara says in Shabbos that a person who's redacted in Ner Shabbos is the Ner is zeichet tamidi bonim tamidi chachom. Bonim tamidi chachom. The Gemara says Ner Rashi learns it's machalik is shenu when it's not taki Ner Chanukah or even Ner Shabbos. So the Maaseh of Shas Azoy, by Har Sinai, it says, Ke'ishecha b'leivecha, v'yichinu, v'yachinu shom yisoh, Ke'ishecha b'leivecha, Klal Yisoh ba'achtus. The Medrash says that the Schar, that Klal Yisoh ba'achtus, they were zeichet to get the Torah. If we wouldn't have been ba'achtus, we would not have been zeichet to get the Torah. So Mefarshim explained that since the whole concept of achtus and shalom is what enabled us to get the Torah in the first place, so therefore, when one lights Ner Shabbos, remember in the olden days they didn't have electricity, so if there wouldn't be a Ner Shabbos, there'd be no light in the room, and that can end up apparently causing a lack of Shalom Bayis. So therefore, it's an unfortunate that when one lights Ner Shabbos, or the Tachas of Ner Shabbos, the Shalom Bayis, which is Shalom Zechut to Torah. Shalom Zechut to Torah, because only through Shalom do we Tachas get the Torah. If we don't have Shalom between us, then we're not Zechut to Torah. So if we're holding now by Yimei Hasira, Svaritim Lachem, Mefarshim explains, Svaritim Lachem means you're meant to take something for yourself. It's not just the concept that, you know, we can count up the sphere every day, we count another number, and then we can eat our cheesecake. The concept of counting the sphere is meant to mean that we bring ourselves, we elevate ourselves up different madrigas, so that when we come to Kabbalah Sateria, we're on the right platform, we're on the right level that we should be. So do we actually stop and think, how are we actually making ourselves better people during the Mei Asura? What are we actually doing in the Mei Asura that makes us better people? So if we don't, then certainly we've lost the plot. You know, they say a story about a couple who went away, and the wife left a long list for the cleaner, and she said to the cleaner, make sure you read it every day. She comes back home after a month, and the house is in complete shambles. So she says to the cleaner, I don't understand, what happened? What, did you read the list? She said, I read the list every day. I read the list. And she did nothing until she read it. Every day she took up the list and she read the list. Every day we can sound like we say, Hindi Mukhan Uzun, we can count Surah Sa'imah. If we're not trying to recover anything upon ourselves to make ourselves better even, what's the point? We'll get to Shuras, we'll be no better off than we were at Pesach. The concept of Kabbalah Sateri, Ke'isha Kabbalevechot, is the concept of Ba'achtus. There is no better way of promoting Achtus in Klal Yisrael than if we see other people, Batsah, if we see other people who are going through a difficult time, and we try and empathize, we try and be mishtatev in that tzar, we try and help them ease that tzar. Remember that this shofar of Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur of Yovel was there, says the chinuch, for one reason. It was there in order to make life easier for people who are going through a difficult time. And this has this, Mr. Hashem, we should come to Shuras, but after this, and we should all be zeit to Hashem.